que bom estar com vocês. We have with us the new captain, Mr. Virat Kohli. If it's you all to kindly raise your hand and identify yourself, and upon my cue, you can go ahead.
Yes.
Regarding the comments of the pitch that you were playing on, how do you rate the performance of bowlers, especially fast bowlers?
Very good. Considering the fact that the wicket was really good to bat on. Very good toss to win as well for us, getting big runs on the board. But first inning took a bit of patience for us to get wickets. First inning, I thought Umesh and Bhuvi and Ishant, all three were brilliant, but I think Umesh stood out. Second inning, again, all three bowled really well, but Ishant stood out. So I said in the post-match, the quality of our spinners allows our fast bowlers to come in and attack. Because of the way the spinners bowl and contain runs, we can really attack with the fast bowlers as soon as it starts reverse swinging. And I thought Ishant's spell today was really, really good. Bowled with pace, you know, you had to put in effort to take wickets at that stage, and he took both set batsmen out, and I think that was really, really good from him.
Sir?
Yes.
Chairman
from
It's always a good thing to have good fast bowlers in the team, especially in Test cricket. If you can have 3-4 seamers in your squad who are attacking bowlers and then can pick few wickets at any stage during the day, I think it's a bonus for any side. And as you said, when we start going away from home, it's going to help us big time. The more you know, the guys understand how to pick up wickets and how to set batsmen up. It's going to be really good for us when we go away from home, because you know, sides will know that these are not easy runs for the taking. They'll have to work hard for their runs because of the way our fast bowlers are bowling. So I think that just gives us more strength as a team, having fast bowlers in rhythm and in confidence. And that's something we always believe in doing in the team, you know, giving our bowlers more importance and telling them they are the match winners, which in true sense, if you see, they are. I mean, as I said before, you can score as many runs as you want, but if you don't pick up the wickets, you don't win a test match. And that's why I call them, you know, match winners in the test format any day.
Yes.
I don't think it's because of me. I mean, everyone at the international level wants to do well. You know, it's as simple as that. And we are playing as a team. I think that's been the difference in this team. If you see, you can say probably 2016. You know, I've scored a lot of runs, but before that, 2015 as well, we won test matches where I didn't score many runs, but the other guys were stepping up and scoring runs. So, you know, their confidence was rubbing off on me. That's how you play as a team. And they pulled the team through in situations when other people didn't score runs. Say, Ajinkya has 2 tons in Delhi, you know, his second inning 100 in Sri Lanka. So there have been quite a few instances where, you know, all the team members have stepped up at some stage or the other, and that's why we stand where we are. You know, that having that streak is not because of one or two or three people. It's combined effort of all the guys. You know, he just mentioned the fast bowlers. If you see the last series, you know, the contribution of the fast bowlers, I thought, stood out, because the focus was on the spinners so much. But the way they bowled, I think, was the difference between the two sides, to be really honest. And these are the things that go unnoticed. You know, guys who have man of the match performances or series, man of the series performances are usually in focus. But we tend to focus on the guys who don't have those performances. But in context of the game, they get two set batsmen out, and then the whole game opens up for the guy who becomes man of the match. So we focus on those things. We give credit to those guys. And I think that's been the plus point for our team, where everyone has contributed in the past few series that we played.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
like in international cricket, like Zahir Khan was a big exponent of reverse swing. But did you find a phase where you had three bowlers who were potent reverse swing bowlers, as we saw in this match, who was getting the reverse, Ishan Kumar from Antwerp, who made everyone said Shakib said best spell. So did you find any of the relations of this kind of SME or international cricket surgery that three consistent phase bowlers could all reverse swing?
See, Shami, Umesh and Ishant, we all know that they've done it with the old ball a lot of times, but I think the way Bhuvi has bowled in the last few games that he's played with the old ball, all because of his fitness levels having increased and having more strength in the body, he's able to put more pace behind the ball, which is key for reverse swing. The other three guys naturally have more pace than him, but I think he's really stepped up his game with the old ball as well. So again, as I said, that gives us a lot of options. You wouldn't hesitate playing Bhuvi on any sort of wicket if he keeps bowling like that, you know, with the reverse swinging ball as well. And credit to him, he's working on that aspect of his bowling as well. And the other three guys obviously have been outstanding with the old ball. Shami, Umesh, Ishant, all three have given us crucial breakthroughs, match-winning breakthroughs with that old ball. So yeah, it's a great thing to have as a captain, you know, these bowlers bowling equally good with the new ball and the old ball. Well, we'll have to go and see what the Pune wicket is like. It's usually, at this time of the year, it's low and slow is what I faced in the IPL as well. A lot of times it's been dry and low and slow. So I think this was a really good batting wicket. Didn't offer anything to the bowlers, honestly, in the first couple of innings of the test match. We'll have to wait and see what the Pune wicket is like. But yeah, this was a decent enough wicket as well. I thought, if it started turning on day three, probably would have been more like an Indian wicket. But it went on very nicely till the fourth day, which was a bit surprising. But credit to our bowlers, they were able to get a result on this wicket as well.
Last question, sir.
Hi, Virat. Faisal from DFB. Virat is coming off a comprehensive win, but still, any areas you look to address before taking on a top side like Australia?
The only thing I feel we could have done was close off the second innings quicker. I think there was a bit of lapse in the field or lapse in body language, I think, when they were 8 down. We could have taken those two chances and probably finished the game off 45 minutes before the time we actually did. So I think those are the things we can take away from this game as something we need to improve. Closing off games is very important. You know, especially in test cricket, you don't want to give oppositions any chance to get into the game, and that's something that we need to keep repeating as a team.
Last four, sir.
My name is Azhar, I'm from Bangladesh. Was it surprising for you to see Bangladesh putting up a fight after conceding so many runs in the first place?
No, as I said, it was a good wicket to bat on. I mean, it's if you just play basic cricket, you can score runs on this kind of wicket. I mean, I didn't expect them to get out, you know, for 200-250 runs. As I said, they do have good batsmen in their team. They scored 580 runs in New Zealand just now. So, this was a good wicket to bat on, and they would have some confidence from that performance coming into this series. And that's what they showed in the first innings as well. But, you know, our persistence again, as a team, as a bowling unit, came on top, which has been the case in the past few games that we have played. And as I said, we want to focus on ourselves as a team, but I wasn't surprised at all. I knew exactly what they can do, and they surely put up a fight in the first innings of the game.
Last focus, sir.
Last one, Tarna today. You surprised the crowd in the All the Fight Asian, some good crowd, and the excitement
was nice. Yes, for sure. I mean, even the England series, the crowds were outstanding. This was a weekend test match, you can call it, so 2 days we expected a lot of people to come in, but for a Monday today, I think the crowd was outstanding again. I think the school kids really create that, you know, great atmosphere in the stadium. They're relentless, so much energy backing the team throughout, and that always helps the team to, you know, play exciting cricket, push themselves in difficult situations. And it's always good to have, you know, your home crowd behind you, a lot of people coming in to watch the games. But what also matters is the kind of cricket you play. If you're looking to win games from any situation, then the crowd also knows that something is going to happen at some stage, and they're always, you know, excited for it. So I think it's a give and take, and the crowd was outstanding this game as well.
Last question, sir. last two.
Sir, I'm from Archical Capital. Virat, can you elaborate your time if you're aware of the market itself? Can you elaborate on the first annual perspective of itself?
Yeah, I mean, see, the idea was having won the toss and we play five batters with Saha, so that comprises of six. So you obviously have to take extra responsibility. As I said, this wicket was really good to bat on. Honestly, I didn't expect myself to get 200 and 240 balls. You know, I usually take more time than that. But the wicket allowed me to play my shots and I backed myself as well. I played percentage cricket. So yeah, it was good to get into that rhythm, back into test cricket again because of you know, playing a few shorter format games in between. So it was really important to get into rhythm going into a big series against Australia. So yeah, I feel good about where my game stands and the way I batted in this game, and hopefully I can take it forward.
Last one, sir.
Previously you talked about learning the home seasons. Patience is one of the things that you said you've done as a team. And as your captain, you said communication was one of your prime things. On the field, how do you think you've improved as a captain? What are the areas that you think that you know, satisfied you that, okay, what I've done this?
You know, sometimes I stand in the field and I think when the wicket is not falling that you literally cannot do anything as a captain. You just have to accept the way the game is going, probably look to be more consistent with the ball and the fields that you set. Honestly, you know, it's the players that make you the captain that you become, to be very honest. I mean, anyone knows how to set fields in the ground. It's just that, you know, you have to make sure that you have the responsibility of keeping the energy of the team up. And I look to push myself, throw myself around. So, you know, guys know that we have to keep pushing for a wicket at all stages, especially the fielders within the ring. Bowlers know exactly what they want to do, but they need that support from the fielders as well. And I have to, you know, push myself first for the guys to show that kind of energy as well. So that's something that I always look to do as a captain. I think I've been able to maintain that. It's something that I will say is a takeaway from the games that I've been captain so far. But a lot of times you feel like, you know, there's only so much you can do as a captain, and I've come to terms with that, so that's really helping me a lot.
So during those phases where you patient before, now you're not more patient before,
and
now?
Yeah, see, before I would still be a bit more relentless with fields. Now I understand immediately when a pair is trying to get runs away, I immediately go for in-out fields. There's no point giving them four or five extra boundaries and, you know, letting the game flow away. They might as well score 25 runs in singles and take 15 overs to do that rather than 5 overs. So that creates a bit more pressure, and then you know that if you're conceding singles, you're bowling good balls, and then if one ball does something, you're back into the game again. So that's something that I have learned over the past few games, and hopefully take it forward.
Thank you very much.